hugging me. There's tiny scars that you can't see. It was a struggle to survive. I'm probably lucky I'm alive. The only time I feel the pain is in the sunshine, the rain. I don't feel no hurt at all, unless you count when teardrops fall. Tell the truth, except when I lie. It only hurts me when I cry. I'll tell the truth, except when I lie. It only hurts me when I
outside right now. It's 100 in the shade with the sun beating down. Forecast calling for some more of the same. Well, I can't fix that, but I can fix a drink.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Sentencing expected shortly for Jose Ibarra, a Venezuelan migrant found guilty today of killing Georgia nursing student Lincoln Riley. During impact statements, Allison Phillips, Lincoln's mother, calling on the judge to show the same mercy Ibarra showed her daughter. None.
Jose Ibarra took no pity on my scared, panicked, and struggling child.
30 years after walking into prison, the parole of Susan Smith denied. She's serving a life sentence after a conviction for drowning her two young sons in South Carolina. The House Ethics Committee meeting this hour to vote on whether to release the report on Matt Gaetz. The former congressman and President-elect Trump's pick for U.S. Attorney General was the subject of a months-long investigation into alleged sexual misconduct and illegal drug use by Gaetz, who denies any wrongdoing. Wall Street, the Dow, down 56 points. This is ABC News. Wall Street is watching NVIDIA as the tech giant reports its third quarter earnings today.
Not so long ago, NVIDIA was best known for making processors for gaming computers, but it's the recent explosion of artificial intelligence technology that made it a $3.5 trillion tech giant. That's because those gaming processors are also good at supporting energy-hungry AI programs from companies like OpenAI, Google, and Meta. Investors are looking to the company's earnings as an indicator for how popular NVIDIA's new Blackwell chip are, and as a bellwether for the larger AI industry. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Ride-hailing company Lyft is rolling out a nationwide rider verification program, which they say will improve safety. It requires passengers to verify their identities using a database or government ID. Drivers will also benefit from the new features, including real-time road alerts, school zone warnings, and a restroom finder. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
No, my phone.
Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. Black Friday starts now. Trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE 5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts. Hurry into Verizon this Black Friday. Service plan required for Watch and Tablet. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ahlen. Wisconsin's Office of Lawyer Regulation accuses former State Supreme Court Justice Mike Gabelman of ethical violations as part of his failed probe into the 2020 election. Law Forward filed that complaint. Chief Counsel Jeff Mandel says it's a reminder that no one is above the law.
And this complaint is the end of that investigation. It shows that they agree with that and filed 10 different counts on which he had violated those ethical duties and asks the Supreme Court to take action. We think this is a good sign for Wisconsin. This accountability is taking time. The wheels of justice move slowly.
Gableman is accused of making false statements, disrupting court proceedings, and leaking personal information of Assembly Speaker Robin Voss after their partnership in the investigation soured. The state Supreme Court will now have to decide whether any action will be taken against Gableman. Demolition is underway at Milwaukee's long-empty Northridge Mall. Mayor Cavalier Johnson Tuesday said he wants residents to understand it won't come down in a hurry.
Now, this process is going to take some time. It's expected to take next year all the way up until the fall of 2025.
The abandoned mall has been the scene of numerous and dangerous arson fires. Milwaukee Fire Chief Aaron Lipsky is glad to see it go.
And so I'll end on a lighter note, and I'll steal someone else's line, and I'll say, Mr. Mayor, tear down this mall.
Johnson said once the site is cleared, it can serve as a catalyst to redevelop Milwaukee's northwest side and grow the city. Arson is not being ruled out in three early morning fires Monday in northwest Wisconsin's Sawyer County. A residence under construction and an unoccupied residence were both total losses, while a third fire damaged the Birchwood American Legion post. All three fires are being investigated by the Sawyer County Sheriff's Office and the State Department of Criminal Investigation. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Believers City Church in Menominee holds community Bible discussions in towns throughout our region. Join us in Durand at the Cell Block Bar and Grill for a weekly Bible study every Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. No matter what church you attend, you're welcome to participate in this local Bible study. Our goal is to increase your knowledge, your discipleship, and your Christian fellowship. So drop in, enjoy some food and fellowship, and let's dig into God's Word together.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A raw November day today with increasing clouds. It'll be breezy and cold with a few scattered snow showers, a high of 37. For tonight, scattered snow showers around in the evening hours, otherwise mostly cloudy, blustery, with lows in the upper 20s. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 31 degrees.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovia, Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
It's controversial. We know that. It's raised tensions in rural middle America. We will talk to a northern Iowa lawmaker that is in the middle of the conversation. And it's Wednesday, and time for this week's Farmer Forum. We'll talk policy, Trump appointments, and more with Tim and Randy.
Live from the midweek Farmer Face-Off via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This morning we'll begin with a conversation with Iowa State Senator Dennis Guth. Then it's our Farmer Forum with panelists Randy Erbacher and Tim Recker. Directly following the news, Margie Eckelkamp from The Scoop. I'm a handsome newsman, Davis Michelson, and now the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory.
All right, Davis. Hey, thank you so much. It's fall. You can tell. It's 35 yes. degrees out there, dude. 35 yeah. degrees and the wind is blowing, or wind chill. You know what? I haven't even looked at that. I bet there's one out there right now. Feels like 15.
15?
15.
That's not fit for human habitation. How do you stand it, Flory?
I don't know. Don't know. Here it is. It is chilly. There's no doubt about it.
It feels okay? like 35 degrees here, 46 degrees and sunny, just okay. a light wind. It was, what was it, like 34 when I got up this morning?
Gosh.
Took the dog out. Yeah, yeah.
Davis, I just looked out the bunker, and it is happening.
Uh-oh.
It is happening. There is snow happening at the Flory Ranch here in northeast Iowa.
Wow, chance of Flory's 100%.
It was fun while it lasted, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's the end of that. It's the end of that.
That's the end of that. Yep. Here it comes. New season. Yeah, a new season is right.
Yeah, and there's
here.
More coming, too. I've got this National Weather Service outlook here in the first that. Sentence. Just I don't like anything about it. But we'll get to that in time, Chip.
Okay. All right. CO2 pipeline. We've got to talk some more about it today. And yesterday we had a conversation with Lee Blank, the CEO of Summit Carbon Solutions. Mm-hmm. He talked about some of the issues and some of the plans. I mean, he kind of broke news. No, he didn't kind of break news. He did break news that they were filing for the permit in South Dakota yesterday.
Yep.
They did that. And so the process is moving forward. There's still plenty of opposition in the state. I talked to him about the case that he is bringing against Bremer County in northeast Iowa. We're going to have that conversation with Dennis Guth here in just a little bit. Good. And he is another that an Iowa lawmaker right in the middle of corn country that has shown some opposition to the CO2 pipeline. We'll get his take. And, of course, we'll talk issues with Tim and Randy coming up in the Farmer Forum.
All right,
man. Let's get to it.
Well, here we go. I warned you. The National Weather Service is calling for near blizzard conditions possible through this evening across the northern plains. Heavy snow likely throughout parts of the central Appalachians, beginning on Thursday with a separate burst of snowfall possible across the northeast, Pennsylvania, and neighboring regions of the northeast Thursday night into Friday. Chip, I don't know how much snow you're going to get out of this. Feels like it might be a little bit further north, your Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin kind of area there.
Well, it's already letting up. Let's put it that way. Yeah.
You're fine. You're fine. Private exporters, some daily sales activities. 202,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to China and 226,200 metric tons of soybeans for unknown destinations. Both of those sales for the 24-25 marketing year. The U.S. Embassy in Kiev has temporarily closed amid warnings of a potential significant air attack, prompting officials to instruct embassy staff to shelter in place and advising U.S. citizens in Ukraine to be prepared for immediate shelter if an air alert is issued. This warning comes just a day after Ukraine launched American-supplied long-range missiles into Russian territory for the first time. Russia's President Putin is reportedly open to negotiating a ceasefire arrangement through President-elect Donald Trump, this according to Reuters. But the Kremlin is said to be insisting it will not concede to major territorial gains in Ukraine and wants to forbid Kiev from joining NATO. Meanwhile, Russian farmers say they will sow less wheat after heavy losses this year, switching to more profitable crops such as peas, lentils, or sunflowers. That also according to Reuters. President-elect Trump's selection of Howard Lutnick, the CEO of Cantor Fitzgerald, as Commerce Secretary, highlights plans to leverage tariffs in trade negotiations, with Lutnick emphasizing their use as both a revenue source and a bargaining tool. Lutnick has said Trump would avoid taxes on products U.S. companies do not make. Tariffs as a revenue source, Chip, I'm not so sure about that.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're looking for something to offset income taxes so that they can bring income taxes down, and they're looking at consumption taxes, tariffs, as one possibility.
Well, Senator Chuck Grassley expressed concerns regarding Robert F. Kennedy's nomination as Secretary of Health and Human Services and its potential implications for the U.S. food system. Grassley indicated a willingness to meet with Kennedy to discuss these issues prior to any confirmation hearing. And finally, Chip, Walmart and Lowe's surpassed earnings expectations and raised their full-year forecasts, signaling resilience amid consumer spending challenges. Target fell short of Wall Street's third-quarter expectations, with earnings per share missing estimates by 20%, marking that retailer's biggest miss in 2 years. Over to you, Chip.
All right. Thank you very much, Davis. Let's bring in Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop. Good morning, Margie.
Hey, Chip. Good morning, everyone.
Yeah, so efforts to beat back resistant weeds, they're as strong as ever. What's the latest development here?
Yeah, you know, herbicide-resistant weeds are persistent, and it is a trend that is not going away. And researchers are continuing to chip away and look at new ways that they can have greater control, especially when a weed is resistant to multiple herbicide classes. So we have a brand new story. It is available online at thedailyscoop.com as well as agweb.com, where work has been done specifically with kochia resistant to multiple herbicide classes. And what they have found, the team at Belchim is using Tuff, which is a product that they have spent a lot of money on a couple years ago to bring back and get labeled for use, because they had this synergistic effect of Tuff when it was added with HPPD herbicides. So what that synergistic effect is, Chip, and this is when it gets cool, it's like it's a Trojan horse. Okay. So you have one herbicide that attacks the plant, but what it's able to do is sneak attack with a different site of action and knock back that herbicide resistant weed. So full details again available on thedailyscoop.com, but at least maybe one small victory toward taking down herbicide resistant weeds.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Yeah. Margie, last week at Trade Talk at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting, all the chemical companies were talking about efforts to step up the efforts against these resistant weeds. So I think we can anticipate even more news on that front going forward. Margie, good stuff. Thank you.
Thank you, Chip.
All right. Get more. www.thedailyscoop.com. All right. The CO2 pipeline, Summit Carbon Solutions. We talked about the positives of it yesterday. Let's talk with an opponent, Dennis Goop, Iowa State Senator, next.
You need proven solutions built for specific agronomic needs, supported by millions of data points, like countless wind tunnel trials and decades of answer plot research. Solutions you can rely on for stronger emergence, greater leaf coverage, and more. Contact your local Winfield United retailer to unlock the full potential of every field by taking a whole acre approach with crop protection solutions built for success, built for you, built for it.
Jeff Ellis is a technical services manager at AMVAC. Jeff, talk to me about rootworm control.
Yeah, rootworm control is very important. Most people think that rootworms cause over $1 billion in losses for growers. And so Index is a top-performing liquid at plant insecticide that growers can use to really help maximize their yield potential of their crop, regardless of which trait package they're using, whether using a trait or not, or which individual trait did they choose to use. And so Index contains two modes of action. They're very complementary to each other, so they both do a really good job on corn rootworm control, but then also control other seedling and seed pests such as corn cutworms, grubs, seed corn maggots, and wireworms.
Excellent. Thank you, Jeff. That is Jeff Ellis, Technical Services Manager at AMVAC. To learn more, head to www.amvac.com.
It doesn't matter how a hybrid or variety performs across the country or even in the next town over. At Golden Harvest, we know local results start with local expertise.
Hey, Jim. Hey, Bob.
Like knowing that diner on Main Street has the best slice of pie, or knowing the matchup every Friday night. It takes someone who truly knows your acres and will be there every step of the way to make sure you see results. Learn more at goldenharvestseeds.com.
Hey there, Mondovi. This is Kendra Edwards. Great news for our community. Amplify Health by Gunderson is coming to town. Soon, you'll have top-notch family and children's medicine right at your doorstep. Whether it's a quick checkup or care for acute and chronic illnesses, we've got you covered. Stay tuned for the grand opening, and let's get ready to welcome Amplify Health to Mondovi.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
And reduce your risk of being sick or hospitalized with the flu. Learn more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
AgriTalk is brought to you by Winfield United.
Improve on-target spray potential by 33% and get stronger ROI with more herbicides delivered to the desired target. Interlock Adjuvant. Built for it. Learn more at WinfieldUnited.com.
Okay, everybody, when you go over to the dailyscoop.com and check out what Margie has got for coverage there, be sure to look for the Scoop podcast. I have not had a chance to listen to her latest, but Margie just shouted out that she had a conversation with former Iowa Governor Terry Branstad. So go to thedailyscoop.com and look for that conversation there. Yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Indeed.
All right, let's continue the conversation about the Summit Carbon Solutions CO2 pipeline and what it might mean and what the latest status is. We've got Dennis Guth. Dennis is a state senator, North Central Iowa, District 28. Dennis, welcome to AgriTalk. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great today. Thanks for the opportunity to be on your show.
You bet. You bet. How's life up there at Clemmy?
Well, we see our first few flakes of snow today, so that's always an exciting time of the year for me. It makes me want to huddle up in my house and just peek out the windows once in a while.
Yep, yep, no doubt, no doubt. Dennis, let's lay a little groundwork so that everybody knows where you're coming from on this conversation. You're a farmer up there, correct?
That's correct. I am a farmer, been a farmer my whole life here in Hancock County. I'm also a partial owner of an ethanol plant, raised about 90,000 bushels of corn this year, so I have plenty of reasons to want to make ethanol successful.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about it. And part of making ethanol successful is the CO2 management. And there are options available, but one of the options that is getting a lot of money already spent, invested in the effort, is the Summit Carbon Solutions pipeline. And what's the vibe on the pipeline up in your area?
Well, I've been out, had a campaign this year. I was out door knocking and talked to a lot of people. Of all the hundreds of people that I spoke with, I found one person that was supportive of the pipelines and many, many who were opposed.
Okay. And you've talked with both farmers and, I was going to say urban, but no offense,